Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Welcome to Focus on the Upstate, a pre-recorded production and a program dedicated to informing you about organizations that serve our community and how you can get involved with them. Here's your host, Timothy Holcomb.
Good morning, I am Timothy Holcomb, and this is Focus on the Upstate. This week I talked to Neil Waldrop about the race for adoption. Neil, how are you doing today?
I'm doing great, Tim. I appreciate the opportunity to be here.
Absolutely. And it's for a great cause as well, right?
Yes, it is. This is what we're doing is raising money for local families who are currently in the process of adopting a child and bringing them into their home. This is done every year. We do it the Saturday before Mother's Day. So this year it's May 13th. The race will start at 9 o'clock. It's a very family-oriented race in which we have as many people walk as we do run. Lots of children, lots of parents ended up carrying their children by the end of the race. It's a 5K distance, so we keep the course open at all times until the last person finishes, so there's no rush to finish or feel like you got to beat the clock. We always have some speed demons that come out and knock it out real quick, but
I do not fit into that category. I'll fit into the more category towards the end, like you have to be at your watch keeping track. Where is that guy? You know.
Yep, I understand. No, that's those days are gone for me too. So it's the high school cross country guys and girls that just rock it out every year.
I blame my catcher knees. So
understood.
So where do you guys where online do you go to register this for this event?
You can go to raceforadoption5k.com. That's all one word, and it's easy to register there. And then you can also donate if you don't have the opportunity to be there and you want to support us. You can feel free. There's a donate tab there. Just feel free to donate as you feel obligated to do.
Absolutely, and this also helps a lot of families in the church as well as the community. Correct.
That is correct. Yeah, we do both families within our church and families out in the community. In fact, the last year we supported two families that were outside of our church, and this year we're doing the same. We feel that this is not just for us internally in our church. What we're doing is impacting the community out there and impacting the lives of children who need a good Christian home to reside in and call home, and also help connect the families with these children who are in need. We see it's a win-win for everyone.
Yeah, and as the stats tell, there's over 440,000 children just in the U.S. alone that need it, and there's over 8 million worldwide.
Yes, that's I really didn't understand those numbers until I got involved in the race, and it's kind of breaks my heart, to be quite honest, that many children are in need of a good, secure home. That they can go home to every evening and feel comfortable and have a loving, supporting family around them.
What makes you think that that number is just so high? Is there something that you can pinpoint that you would think that would maybe lead to why it would be over 440,000 kids?
That's a good question, Tim. I really don't have a good grasp on that, but they come from various situations, various reasons. Some of these children are adopted right away from birth. The parents may actually meet the mom, or there's various situations that this can happen. But you know, at the end of the day, to me, I don't know that the reason necessarily matters. It's just trying to place these children in a loving home. That's the most important thing.
And I do find interesting in these notes, it talks about in the U.S. there are approximately 117,000 children awaiting adoption, while there's also 440,000 children in foster care alone. What's the difference there between waiting to be adopted and then actually being in foster care?
Yes, that's a good question. The children that are waiting to be adopted, basically they don't have any home or any relatives that they could possibly go to. There's various stages of foster care, and I don't know the total ins and outs and what the qualifications are, but sometimes the foster care may have a family out there. It's just not a good home situation for them to be at right now, so they're placed outside of what they would call their normal home.
Oh, I see. I gotcha.
And, of course, as the children get older, it tends to be harder to place them, unfortunately. There are plenty of families who are adopting older child, but sometimes you know, the parents for their own personal reasons are looking to raise a child directly from birth on forward. So it just depends on the situation. But you know, I'd ask anybody out there that may be considering this to look into it and investigate and pray of what direction they may go. There's definitely a need out there, and that's part of our purpose, is to help spread that word and know that we're here. If you are interested in this and looking to maybe us help support, you can reach out to Covenant. Just look up Covenant Church, and we are on Brushy Creek Road, and you can call the main office there, and they will connect you with Pastor Janice, and she'll be happy to talk to you in depth and give you more information to see if this is a fit for you.
Now, it's obviously a financial decision here. Like, there's a lot that goes into raising a kid and adoption as well. Like, speak about the adoption costs and like how much goes into that.
Yes, and Tim, it varies depending on what the situation may be. There's what we call private domestic adoption with an agency. That can be around $41,000, and a private domestic adoption with an attorney can be around $34,000. And then the price really goes up if someone chooses to do what we call an international adoption. Obviously, that's a child from overseas, wherever that may be. It can range as high as $46,000. And our purpose, we can't fully support every family, but we give a portion to every family that they can use to help cover lawyer fees or the agency fees or just all the different types of fees. It's a very long, emotional process that these parents go through that are looking to adopt. And we want to be there both in a financial and an emotional support, and also pray. And that's something, you know, anybody out there, no matter where you are, what you're doing, you can just pray over these families and pray over these children that they get connected and can form a home that the children find comfort and peace in.
Absolutely. And this great cause that you're doing, to be able to help raise awareness for it. Say someone wants to, oh, this is a great cause, but I just can't make it out there, or I have something like physically that just it's too demanding for me to do it. Is there a way for them to just give a donation somewhere?
Absolutely. They can go to the website, and again, that's raceforadoption5k.com, and they can donate directly there, or if you just want to come out and see what it's all about and bring your family, we'd love to have you out there. Just come at the finish line and cheer us on. It's not a huge, massive race, so it's easy to get in and out of. We had 234 participants last year. And what we're trying to do is encourage people to just come and volunteer. If you are interested in volunteering and have not signed up yet, you can go to the website and shoot me a note. There's a link there that will reach out to me, the race director, and we can place you in a place to either help guide the runners out on the course or just help with registration the day of, or simply be at the finish line, bring your chair and sit there and cheer everybody home across the finish line. And then afterwards, after the race, we're going to have some food that's going to be cooked on the grill, hamburgers and hot dogs by the men's group, and
that's
cookies.
A good way to get a attention there. But it's like, hey, we're having food afterwards. All right,
absolutely.
Sign me up.
I'm even more excited about we've got what we call the cookie group at our church, and they're going to bring cookies for after the race. So I'm interested to see how that's going to be. I'm sure it is.
Burn off all the calories just to put them right back on. That's the way we do it down
That's
here.
That's right. It equals out. It equals
does,
out,
it
and it's a good cause. So
absolutely.
Everybody wins.
For our audience members that are just tuning in here, where exactly is this race going to be taking place, and what time do they need to be there once they're signed up?
It's at Covenant. It's on Brushy Creek Road over in Greer, and you can just look us up and find the directions. You can go to the website, too. It gives you directions how to get to our church. We start the race at 9, so if you have not registered yet and you want to come the morning of, that is fine. Again, it's May 13th. You could be there about 8 o'clock and probably no later than 8:15 to get registered and get your bib and hop on in. And we do a lot of announcements. I say a lot. We do announcements before the race and just introduce some of the families that we're supporting and talk about the families we've supported in the past and just do some fellowship together before the race, before we kick it off.
And I noticed on your guys' website, you guys have a page or a tab for testimonies. Can you talk about that a little bit? What part does that have in the race?
Yeah, we feel it's important to reflect on the impact we've had of previous families. This is our 11th running of the race, and so we have supported right around 24 families, and even some of those were adopted more than one child. So it's there's a lot of goodwill out there, if you will, a lot of impact out there, and that's part of the fun race day is meeting some of those families from the past. I'll, before we start the race, ask the families who've been affected by adoption, whether it's directly through us or through other means, just to raise their hand or be recognized and notified. And we encourage people to talk to them, just to talk about the impact it's had for them, for both the parents and for the children. Some of the children are older now and quite willing to come converse about it. So it's really rewarding to see them out there and the impact it has with them. And many of them participate in the race also. So that's a lot of fun. And this is a race that, again, we have as many walkers as we do runners, so it's a lot of strollers and wagons and any shape, form, fashion you want to travel the 5K course, you're welcome to do it.
Absolutely.
We head out of the church and go through Sugar Creek neighborhood, so it's a safe environment. We will have 3 Greenville County sheriff out there to help control traffic, and they do a great job making sure everybody's safe and not in harm's way. So it's just a good, friendly, safe morning. It's a great way to celebrate Mother's Day weekend. You know, why not come out as a family and do something together?
Absolutely. And I've got a few things just kind of in our time here. I've got some truth or myth about adoptions, or if you're okay with answering that. Is that okay?
I will do the best I can.
Absolutely. So truth or myth, it's easier to adopt internationally than it is in the United States.
To be honest, I do not know, but my gut answer would be it's harder to, especially these days with so much going on in the world, that it's hard to adopt internationally.
I gotcha. Adoption is way too expensive for me.
If you're willing to adopt, I think there's a lot of others like us who are willing to jump in and help and spread the cost out. It is a serious financial endeavor, but don't let that hold back. A lot of the families that we support start out this process saying, there's no way I can do this. However, after reaching out to us and reaching out to some other people, they figure out that it can happen. And a lot of times just praying and asking for God to find a path and letting others know that this is the journey you're on, then the means will come to you. For example, one of the families we're helping this year, she found out about us through a friend that she currently has who happened to be a boss, her boss, a couple of years ago. They were just talking in casual conversation, and she mentioned that they were looking to adopt, and he said, well, why don't you reach out to Covenant and see what they can do for you? And that's how we got the connection. So You know, and if you know somebody who is interested in adopting, please have them reach out to us, and we'd love to have a conversation with them and see what we can do together.
Yeah, and what the avenues for that? You're talking about adoption. Like, what are the ways? Like, say there is a young woman out there that is on her own and she's kind of going through it. Are there ways in which you guys are able to help her as well?
We could hook her up with agencies or other means of. Mm-hmm. Where she may go to seek help. And that's, I think, a side of it that a lot of people don't think about. Sometimes a mother, for whatever reason, finds herself in a situation where she thinks it would be best for the child to be adopted. And what a blessing for the child to for someone to realize and make that difficult decision that there are maybe a better place for that child to be at that time.
And so as we come to a close here, just one more time, the Race for Adoption, where's it going to be at? Where people can get donations? Just for the audience members that are just now tuning in, where can they go to find this information?
Yep. The registration to sign up for the race or to donate or just get more information is at raceforadoption5k.com. That's all one word. And the event will be May 13th at 9 o'clock in the morning. We'll start the starter gun. And again, if you want to participate in the race, show up about 8:15. You'll have plenty of time to get ready. It's an easy registration process. If you want to come the day of the race and register, that is no problem at all. And then we ask you to hang around afterwards and then see if you got an award and just socialize with everyone and enjoy the food and cookies that we'll have afterwards. Love to see you out there. Love to have the support, whether it's financial support or just coming out and cheering everybody on and lending a hand. And I just ask that everybody keep us in their prayers and, more importantly, keep the families and children in their prayers. That means all the difference in the world.
Absolutely. Neil, thank you so much for coming in with Race for Adoption. And that's kind of my area of the woods, too, so I might stop by there in the morning of May 13th.
We'd love to see you out there, Tim. Love to see you out there. Appreciate the opportunity to spread the word.
Absolutely. Thank you so much for coming in and talking about this. Well, that's it for Focus on the Upstate this week. Thank you all for tuning in. We'll catch you next week.
You've been listening to Focus on the Upstate with Timothy Holcomb. If you'd like more information on today's topic, email timothy.holcomb@entercom.com.
Well, I'd buy you a house, I would buy you a